Good afternoon, Durand High School. My name is Jack Percival. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. We're together today on a cold and windy October 27th. We're at Rockford High School. I'll be your ensemble visual judge. I'm at the top of the stands, and I'll use the points of reference, the front and back, left and right, the manner which I view the field. With that being said, I would like to wish you nothing but the very best of luck. Looks like we're ready to go. Let's have a great show. Yeah, nothing like a car alarm going off in the background, huh? There, it went off good. Oh, cool shapes of the color guard before we start.
If you had one more day on Earth, what would you do?
Yeah, good sense of time through the gestural and postural efforts. Yeah, nice color guards, leaps. They get a little lost kind of against the pit. Those three dancers. A good sense of time to the turn to the back. The art fly soloist does a fantastic job. Keep the flag connected to what we hear musically. Okay, we thicken the musical textures, we add more color guard in, the logic of that creates is works. Change of speed in the feet. Look at the pass through as we go. Trumpets, I think, is it through baritones? Appreciate the idea of the duality, the two guard voices, and how it relates to what we have musically. One's incorporated, the other one's just kind of an afterthought off to the side, but again, with four people in each. Yeah, look at the clarity of how this evolves. Yeah, really awkward transition that gets us into this form. Make sure we understand how we fit in it. Where we cover down to. Yeah, okay. Same thing here, understanding a step size and pathways as to how the form evolves. Get a better understanding of that. Look at the spacing through the color guard. Their understanding of interval, like the way we work into and out of the ground. Yeah. Like the way we work from bound to free.
Wait! There's so much left I want to do!
Yeah, cool. How we create stage around our mellophone soloists.
And just how you direct our eye around the field, of just the event that happened over on the stage, and what gets us over to that, what leads our eye to that. Now, granted, I'm on the right side of the field, so maybe that's my proximity. I'll give you that.
Look at how we gate into these lines and then back out. Like the way we are, integrate the color guard through the form. Look at the spacing through here, though. We've got two off to the side, two in the middle, the spacing across the back. Really uncomfortable, the look of the color guard form and how it relates to the winds and percussion. Just in the, how they maintain and understand space. Okay. About the color guard couldn't help us assist us in the way we tear the form apart, the way it deteriorates. Kind of a unique way to get the horns to the stage. I think they could have used a little help. Just with a solo dancer, solo flag that kind of led us through time.
Mm-hmm.
appreciate the flexibility of our dancers, like the way we work, again, changing the shape of the body, exploring, expanding the expressive range and how it adds to the compositional value. Yeah, look at the clarity as to how all this builds from a form standpoint. Yeah, a lot of issues as far as just how all that develops. Look at the way we understand space over here on the right side of this figure, or left, I'm sorry, left side of this figure eight. Okay, like the stage that it creates for our solo dancer and our gentleman. Don't know how these double swings in the front, they just get trapped up here against the pit. Look at the spacing in the back of our three flags back there. It's kind of... I'm going to wait. Again, spacing of the color guard, really not as, I think, as cohesive as you'd like it to be. For just where they're placed and their understanding of the form. These flags are beautiful. Wonderful. Not my caption, but I can still appreciate them. Again, where are we going with this? I think how we stage the color guard... from a musical standpoint. And what I mean is how, where they're placed and what they're doing from a drill standpoint to relate, how it relates to what we hear texturally from a music standpoint, I think could be stronger. I hope that makes sense. Yeah, good staging here. The rifles, those, we get them down with the battery. Appreciate the gestural and postural efforts. Good level of training. A lot of energy that we hear through the battery parts. Don't know that we really kind of picked that up as strongly as we could at times with the rifle riding. Look at the spacing again here in the color guard as we work the form around. Watch how we build the form woodwinds here on the left side. A lot of richness to, again, what we hear musically. I don't know that I really hear a strip pole through all this. Just a lot of rich music. Don't know why we're keeping this flag strip this long. Yeah, I just think a lot of textural variety to what we hear musically, and I think just keeping the pole strip, just a lot of missed opportunities of how we can replicate that through the equipment. Look at the upper body flutes here. Contrary motion provides a good level of interest compositionally. Come on, color guard, you gotta build with it musically. Better there. Yeah, stamina becoming an issue. Not quite understanding how we fit within forms. A lot of issues, yeah, look at the spacing here. Yeah, big, broad music sound, and the color guard is doing a ripple. I just think the writing at times, the color guard just misses a lot of missed opportunities, like here at the end. You know, just big, bold, rich sound, and we were doing a ripple in and out. That one kind of befuddles me. Anyway, you know, I think a good level of training. At times, I think from a step side standpoint, physical challenges, I think it's kind of limiting. I think there's too many times, and I can go to the equipment side of it too, that what we hear musically and what we see out of the color guard from a staging standpoint and from an equipment standpoint, I just don't think coordinate as strongly as they could. You know, when you look at that top box and you look in there. So, with that being said, I hope some of the comments on the tape are helpful to you. I'd like to wish you nothing but the very best of luck.